Chapter 4. The fleet ship wouldn't move. For 3 days standard, she simply hovered there in orbit. I was getting itchy, the crew was getting scared, so was Borglund, though I doubted anyone but me could see it. To save scanning power, we hid on the near moon, the one that, like Luna, has a perennially dark side. Borglund thought he might as well take the opportunity to show me my prize. He was going to have to before I started moving anyway. So we glided down easily beside it. I pulled on a suit and walked over to give it the eye. It was a mystery, really. No evidence of a crash. In such a small ship, such a long, long way from home, you would expect to see something dramatic. But the landing had been exceedingly clean. Everything was intact. It was an Arcstar Model 4, the kind used to ferry the brass between starships for face-to-face meetings of top security, as if the ants could give a damn what we transmitted anyway. And for its designated task, it was wildly overqualified in the best spend military spend tradition. I believe it sold, completely outfitted, for about 18 million credits in the civilian world. Throw in another 4 or 5 million for tactical blaze capacity. A sweet deal for me. Inside, I saw the reason for the clean landing. The pilot and/or crew had abandoned it some time ago, leaving it on scanner recovery mode. There was no telling how long it had drifted before the scanners picked this moon to land on. I thought about it a second. They had started selling these to the military at the beginning of the war. It could have been drifting for over 4 years then. Probably had. In the drop bay, I found the suit. I had never seen one up close before, but anyone would know what it was. It was the black sheen worn by the guy in the vid show, the scout who never reported back. But unlike the show business type, the scars and imperfections on this one were real. The poor bastard who wore this thing had been through it for a fact. The left shoulder was partly discolored, suggesting a many-second exposure to an ant blast. I felt myself shuddering. It might have been for the lot of the almost certainly dead owner. It might have been for the whole war. Damn. Interstellar war. Who'd have thought that we could be so stupid? The speakers crackled next to my ears.
"Well, what do you think, Jack?"
asked Borglund from the coyote.
"It's dead."
"Well, of course it is, damn it."
He sounded exasperated.
"What would you expect? Do you have any idea how far away we are from anything at all?"
"Activate the board."
"Like hell. I haven't got power to spare for that. I'll give you fuel when I get mine, and not before."
"Activate it," I insisted. "This could be a null bank as far as I know. You could spare enough juice to let me see if it's capable."
He was silent, thinking. I could hear his heavy breathing from those huge lungs.
"All right. Just a minute," he said after a while.